Welcome to Studio Tulsa. I'm John Schumann with Medical Monday. Have you ever thought about changing your lifestyle? It's not easy to do. When doctors talk about lifestyle modification, we're usually referring to important health behaviors, like getting regular exercise, enough sleep, not smoking, and maybe most importantly, watching what you eat. It's the eating part that can be the most challenging to change. Maybe you've heard or been reading more lately about the benefits of a plant-based diet. For example, nutrition experts and government guidelines now suggest that adults consume at least 10 servings of fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, which can seem overwhelming in modern American life. Of course, that depends where you're starting from. If you've been intrigued about the tastes and benefits of a more plant-based diet, you're in luck. This Saturday, May 4th, the first ever Tulsa Veg Fest will take place at Guthrie Green from 10 to 4. The event is free and open to the public and will be family-friendly with activities for kids, too. There will be 15 different food vendors selling nutritious vegetarian foods and sessions on how to eat and cook more healthily, including opportunities to hear from local doctors who have adopted and espouse whole food plant-based diets to their patients. My guest today is the co-founder of Plant-Based Green Country, a 501c3 organization that is putting on Tulsa Veg Fest. Chrisann Polito-Moeller is a certified yoga instructor and health coach, helping folks lower their stress levels, eat better, and lead more healthy and fulfilling lives. She currently works in a grant-funded plant-based whole food nutrition and lifestyle medicine program at Bellevue Hospital in New York, where she moved last year. Prior to that, she lived in Tulsa and raised her family here for 18 years. Chrisann Polito-Moeller of Plant-Based Green Country and Tulsa Veg Fest is my guest today on Studio Tulsa Medical Monday. Chrisann Polito-Moeller, welcome to Medical Monday. Let's start by having you tell us what Veg Fest is. It's taking place this coming Saturday at Guthrie Green from 10 to 4. What should people expect?
Yes. Oh, we are so excited to present this to Tulsa. You will expect to see 15-plus vendors, food vendors, all plant-based, so lots of really good food. 5 national speakers, all physicians, with a health focus on how plant-based eating can really affect your health and your quality of life. We have lots of non-food vendors. We have a kids zone. I'm so excited, and we've really been working hard for about a year, almost a year and a half.
So you mentioned kids activity. So this is definitely a family-friendly activity. It's free and open to the public. But you mentioned vendors, so the food's not free, but getting in is free, and it's
exactly.
And there'll be some food trucks, as I understand.
Yes, okay. There'll be food trucks, and everything is plant based. So fruits and veggies, beans, grains, coconut ice cream, lots of good food, and nachos, and you know, smoothie bowls, and lots of food for everybody to enjoy. Really great information from the speakers. We also have great local physicians who are plant-based that are doing a Q&A. We have an Ask the Expert booth where they'll be taking different shifts if anybody has any questions. The Kids Zone, they'll be planting seeds and coloring and guess the veggie and all that kind of fun stuff. And we have free water. So if you bring a refillable bottle, water's free on us.
Okay, and I have a question here. So it's VegFest, plant-based diet, and you mentioned, for example, nachos. So when I think of nachos, of course, I think of cheese as well as salsa. But so cheese is a dairy food. Is this vegan or is it vegetarian? And the distinct difference being plant-based is no animal products, including dairy. I mean, it goes with sort of without saying no meat, but we're talking about no dairy, no animal protein of any kind.
Yes. So we are more like a vegan, but the difference is in the diet, you don't really eat any junk food. This is an event, so there's more kind of specialty foods that are really good transition foods for a lot of people too. But if you're using a whole food plant-based diet as medicine, which there are lots of places around the world and country that are doing that, you would go towards more whole foods, like our smoothies and blends and salads and beans and rice and really a lot. The amount of food that you can eat on this way of living is so tremendous. But it's also fun to have some celebration event type of food, nachos and stuff. So the cheese will be made of cashews, most likely cashews. You can do it with potatoes and carrots and nutritional yeast, and there's lots of different ways to do it.
So are all of the vendors who are selling food local to or regional to Tulsa or Oklahoma, or do some of them come from far away?
There's one that is a food truck that goes around the country to different festivals, but everybody else is either local or Oklahoma City.
Okay, so this is the first ever Tulsa Veg Fest. I take it that there are Veg Fests in other places too.
Yes, all over the country, and they're becoming more and more popular as the benefits of a plant-based diet really gets out. And there was just a great one in Oklahoma City last year. We were really excited about that. And we're so excited as Tulsans to bring this for Tulsa, this free event.
No, I heard from one of your fellow organizers that I think she attended one in Florida, a Veg Fest that I think is only 1 or 2 years old, but I'm told thousands of people attended.
Yes, our the co-founder, Melissa Furman, her parents live in Southwest Florida. And I believe they're in their third or fourth year, and they had 15,000 people.
Wow. Would you be able to accommodate that many? Or how many, I guess, are you hoping for?
We would love 2,000, but I think we may be closer to 5.
Wow.
Okay. Yes, but we can handle 15. Just come on. We'd love to meet everybody. And I think health is a quality of life issue. And it affects so many different parts of people's lives and their families. And there's just great benefits all around.
Take us, if you can, through the thinking. I guess I assume you'll have dedicated people who have already adopted a plant-based diet who are happy to sort of promulgate the ideas and talk about it with their family and friends and be cheerleaders. But then you probably have a wide swath of people who, I mean, for lack of a better analogy, are sort of independent voters. They're thinking about it. They're not really sure. It's hard to let go of the habits that we have. But they're interested, and they've heard a lot about the health benefits of a plant-based diet. So that may be like your target audience, people who are going to, I guess, do some real learning, who aren't already, you know, you're necessarily preaching to the choir. And then, of course, you're going to have your holdouts who are, you know, absolutely, I guess, opposed to this or just think it's not for them for a variety of reasons. Do you have any sense of the Tulsa population? I mean, where are we in terms of, on the national scale, in terms of the number of people who use a plant-based diet or enjoy it or who sort of swear by it?
No, we don't really have numbers yet, but we have a few indicators. Lots of restaurants in Tulsa have like a plant-based entree, at least a plant-based entree. We have quite a few restaurants that are only serving plant-based. Some of the food trucks are. And our group keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The interest nationally is getting bigger and bigger. And I think the wave is coming from California and, you know, East and West Coast, and it's starting to come closer to us. And I really think it's for everybody, even if you don't adopt it 100%. The benefits are so astounding. Any move towards increasing your fruits and vegetables, you know, whole grains and beans in your diet give you that increment of health. So even if you want to keep animal products in your diet, there's still great benefits. And it tastes really good.
You're listening to Studio Tulsa. It's Medical Monday. I'm John Schumann. My guest is Chrisanne Polito-Moeller, who is co-founder of the very first ever Tulsa Veg Fest, which will take place this coming Saturday, May 4th, from 10 to 4 at the Guthrie Green. And that's free and open to the public and family-friendly. And VegFest is being put on by a new 501c3 called Plant-Based Green Country, of which, Chrisanne, you are one of the directors and, I guess, vice president. So let's talk a little bit about the health benefits of a plant-based diet. So you are definitely a proponent, as I am sure your board is as well. You know, for our listeners, what are the benefits?
Wow. I don't think we have enough time to go all through them because they're so astounding, but it really popped up in cardiovascular disease and how a plant-based diet can stop and even reverse a cardiovascular disease, even if you have it already. Dr. Dean Ornish started this a long, long time ago, and new physicians coming up have proven how they can really clear blocked arteries. They can smooth the endothelial lining in your arteries and veins and take down blood pressure, helps reverse diabetes. The list just goes on. And we know blood flow for many diseases are important, and it really helps that.
So yeah, you mentioned Dr. Dean Ornish. So I'm familiar with his studies where he looked at hundreds of people with very strict lifestyle modification and stress management in addition to a plant-based diet. And what you're suggesting, I want to make it clear, there was regression of coronary plaque. So the atherosclerosis actually regressed going to this all plant-based diet. And that was not, when you talk about cleaning out arteries or atherosclerosis, it wasn't done using instrumentation. It was done purely
correct.
Through diet, right?
Yes, correct.
And what are there other benefits as well? You mentioned diabetes, so let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, what it does is animal fat gets into the muscle cells in your body, and it blocks insulin. And then the insulin and the sugar that our body takes from or makes from the food we eat just kind of floats around in our body and it can't get into the cell. So when you decrease the animal fat that you consume, the cell can work much better. So the insulin can flow freely in a type 2 diabetes situation. And we know cardiovascular disease usually follows diabetes. So since cardiovascular disease is the number one killer for most of us, it really helps in so many other ways.
What are some of the objections you hear from folks who are more resistant to adopting a more whole food plant-based diet? I mean, is it just taste? Is it habits? Sort of a mixture of all of the above?
I think the number one thing is that it sounds too difficult. It sounds like an enormous change. And it's really a shift in a paradigm in your mind. And I think once you work with somebody, a friend, a relative, a doctor, we have some really great plant-based doctors here in Tulsa, read some books, watch some movies on it, you start to see how you can make it extremely doable. I love going out with my friends. I love going out with my family who aren't all whole food plant-based, and I can eat anywhere and really enjoy that social interaction. Like we were saying with Dr. Ornish, he found that social interaction is very important in lifestyle modifications and disease prevention. He also looked at, you know, yoga and meditation and besides a plant-based diet. So we're not looking to isolate ourselves. We're looking to be a part of everybody's life, and I think everybody can adopt it in whatever percent they want to.
Now, Chrisanne, you are also a certified yoga teacher. You have spent years, I think, coaching individuals, well, in terms broadly of lifestyle modification, but specifically around yoga and around healthier eating. So I guess, how does yoga play a role in your view of health?
Well, I started as a group exercise teacher, then a yoga teacher, then a yoga therapist. And I think yoga and meditation really talks about how we view our life, what we want for our lives, what we want for our families, and how to approach life in the best way. So for instance, are we looking at the glass half empty or half full? Are we bringing joy into our life? And it's a big part of the coaching I do along with sleep. Sleep is a huge factor too, as you know. But those two lifestyle modifications, of course, we're talking about stress, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yoga and meditation really help that. So it's imperative.
So let's go back to diet just for a second. In terms of sleep, are there tricks or does the plant-based diet just help with sleep because of various biochemicals or things? Is there data on that? I'm not as familiar with that.
I don't think there's data on if it helps sleep. What the lifestyle modification would be is that you're not eating very food that is so heavy that it takes you so long to digest it. And hopefully you're not eating right before you go to sleep, right? Because eating tells our body that we're ready to go. We just filled up our car and we want to go instead of going to bed. So I think it has to do with digestion. Since you're eating so much fiber in this diet, digestion gets really, really good.
So you, if I understand correctly, were in working and being a health coach in Tulsa for almost 20 years.
Yes.
And last year had an opportunity to move, I guess, back to the East Coast, and you work in New York. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there now at Bellevue Hospital.
Yes, I'm so excited for this opportunity. I'm working with Dr. Michelle McMacken at Bellevue Hospital, which is a nonprofit hospital. And we are a grant-funded program and it's a whole food plant-based program, and using that for disease prevention and even reversal. I am the health coach there, so I coach our patients on diet, exercise, stress management, and sleep. And we also have a phenomenal dietitian on staff, too, that works one-on-one with all our patients and their specific needs.
So these are patients that are referred into the program? In other words, I was looking at some information about Forks Over Knives. Tell us, how is Forks Over Knives the group that has funded it, or is it a sort of a philanthropic that has, you're using that curriculum, as it were?
Forks Over Knives did not fund it. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams is a big proponent of whole food plant-based eating. He reversed his type 2 diabetes and really helped his community, and he really wants the citizens of New York and the United States to get those benefits also. So he has been a great proponent of our program and really helped us get it going. And people can be referred by their doctor, or they can just call to get an appointment. We right now have 500 people on the wait list. So
500 on the waiting list?
Yes.
Oh my
goodness.
So how many are you able to actually accommodate in the program?
Well, we're going to do it in waves, mm-hmm. and we're almost finished with the first 100 people.
Wow. So in how intensive is it? I mean, is it multiple sessions a month or even a week?
And, uh-huh. Yes. They see the doctor. They first come in and see the physician, and then they see myself and the dietitian for a full hour appointments. And then we see them for half hour every other week or every 2 weeks, really depending upon where the patient is, how much support they need. And then we have classes starting in, hopefully by June.
So patients are referred in. And one question I'm sure listeners would want to know is this something that health insurance covers?
It definitely covers the physician's appointment. I am paid by the grant, so there's no charge for that. So they're really excited. And it's, although we see lots of different income levels there, we do see quite a few lower income levels. And it really feels great to be able to bring some services to people that usually don't get those type of services. And it's very, very rewarding to work with so many different types of people and really see their quality of life change tremendously. Because disease is debilitating financially, emotionally, within families, disabling from a career standpoint, work standpoint. So it's really great to see people get their life back.
Now, you mentioned these waves of folks who come into the program at Bellevue. How, you mentioned the initial doctor's visit, the visit with you and the dietitian, and then are there check-ins that go, is it, you know, are they considered in the program for several months? And then what happens beyond the program, or you may be working that out at this point?
Yeah, we're trying to get funded again for many years to come, but they see the doctor quite often depending upon their situation. Say if they have type 2 diabetes, their A1C can come down very quickly. So they will come to the doctor maybe every few weeks and keep in constant contact with them so they can adjust their medications. If they're not type 2, they may come once every 6 weeks and till we start to see some changes in their blood pressure and cholesterol and all those biomarkers that are so great to see. Usually the patients see a weight change pretty quickly.
You're listening to Studio Tulsa. It's Medical Monday. I'm John Schumann. My guest today is Chrisanne Polito-Moeller, who is co-founder of Plant-Based Green Country, a 501c3 organization that is putting on Tulsa's first Veg Fest, which will take place this coming Saturday, May 4th at Guthrie Green from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you want more information about Tulsa Veg Fest, you can go to their website, which is tulsavegfest.org. And they're also on Facebook at Tulsa Veg Fest and Instagram, it looks like, at Tulsa Veg Fest. And Chrisanne, tell us a little bit about your personal story. We mentioned you're a yoga teacher, you're involved in health coaching. You said you started out, I guess, doing group exercise coaching. What was your journey, or did you grow up eating a whole food plant-based diet, or how did you come to it?
No, not at all. My life changed, it's almost 27 years ago, when I was pregnant with my first child, who's a boy, and my father died of a massive heart attack at the age of 52. And that was a day before I I went into labor.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was a real shock to our family. Although a lot of the men in my family have died in their early 50s of heart disease, stroke, and most of the women have heart disease. They live through it, but their health just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And because it felt like such a shock to the system, I felt like I had to do something. Like, after you go through your first child being born and your father dying, I thought, this is not going to happen to my son, because I gave birth to a son. And I thought, he's got to stay around for more than 50 years. That birth was too hard. I wanted it to last more than 50 years. So I became vegetarian overnight.
So, like, literally day overnight. After your son was born. Okay.
Literally overnight.
Wow.
And it felt like it gave me a little control back. You know, like, I can do something. My son is not a victim to this. Little did I realize at that point that I was still eating dairy and eggs, and they have a lot of cholesterol too. And all the package that animal products come around is really devastating to our health. So I was still consuming that, but bringing a lot of fruits and vegetables and things into our diet. And then I would say a little less than 15 years ago, my mom had a stroke, and that's when we went whole food plant-based.
How old was your mother?
65.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so although we were eating healthy and she was eating that way too, it really wasn't, we weren't using food as medicine. And it's amazing when you change what you put in your body, how your body responds.
Chrisanne, do you have siblings?
Yes, yes.
I mean, is it sort of a controlled experiment in that you are the whole food, plant-based person and your brothers or sisters aren't? Or what
correct.
Is that like?
That is correct. That is correct. And my sibling has been on cholesterol medicine since the age of 26.
This is a brother?
Yeah.
And how's his overall health?
He's been working out a lot, and he was an athlete in college, and he's good so far, but he does have hyperlipidemia.
Okay, but so he's paying attention and trying to do some of the right things so he doesn't follow in the familial pattern, but it sounds like he hasn't gone as far as maybe you'd like him to go.
Exactly, or, yeah. So exactly.
Does he, when you come around, does he roll his eyes, or does he know that a lecture's coming, or is he open to some of these ideas?
I don't pass judgment on anybody, because we all have our own journeys, you know, and I sit at the table with, you know, somebody wants to eat something that I don't eat. It doesn't bother me, because they don't tell me what to eat. I don't tell them what to eat. If they ask, I have lots of information. And really, if you meet anybody who's really excited about it, it's because it's changed their life and they really want you to have the benefit of it. And that's really where it stems from. He knows where I stand and that I love him very much. And whenever he wants to get more information, I'm always here for him.
So you mentioned your son. I don't know if you have more children or not. And
yes.
I guess, do they all follow a plant-based diet? And I'm curious, just because, as you know, many of our listeners are parents. I'm a parent. And certainly we spend a lot of time thinking about our children's nutrition. Any tips on that? Or
sure.
How have your, I guess your son's 27 now.
Sure.
So an independent thinker,
yes.
Probably.
Yes.
What's his eating like? Or what about, you know, when they were little, what did you do?
Well, I have a 23-year-old daughter also. And I was really lucky that I changed my diet when my son was just born. So I raised them vegetarian. And I think what happened is that their palate was very used to lots of different food. So I raised them vegetarian until they could drive. And in our house, we were vegetarian until we switched to whole food plant-based. So in our house, that's the way we ate. Now, if they drove their car somewhere and had something else, that's what they did. But they are not fully plant-based at this point. But they do enjoy lots of wide variety of food, and they're extremely well aware of the benefits of a plant-based diet. And again, I think what's really great is that we used to share our food a lot. When kids would come over, we'd make smoothies, and the kids, both my children know how to cook really, really well, because getting kids involved in farmers markets and farms and cooking it and picking it and having choices really helps a lot. And sharing it with their friends is really helpful. But even kids want to make their own choices. So even presenting it like a salad bar, even if you're serving spaghetti, is a great way for them to put their own toppings on, or a baked potato bar or anything like that, a taco bar, and have lots of great healthy food out for them to choose because they like to choose too.
About what age did they start to maybe chafe or bristle? Is it sort of a typical adolescent experimentation thing?
Exactly.
Peer pressure and like their friends at school say, oh, you know, why do you eat that? Or why don't you try this? That kind of thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, depending upon your child and how they react, you can support them by giving them, there are some vegan foods that are processed that look a lot like a Dorito. You can do it that way. Or you just give them choices. And we both know that when you force them to do something, they're going to do the opposite, right? So just giving them as much choice as possible. And I would suggest keeping your home the way that you want to show as an example of what you would like to have.
Chrisanne, let's turn back to VegFest, which is coming up this Saturday at Guthrie Green. I hope the weather turns out well for you. What are you hoping that Tulsans and other Oklahomans take out of VegFest?
Well, we'll be there rain or shine.
And, good to know.
Yes, yeah. And what we're really hoping is this is a free event for everybody. If you just want to come and have really good food, come on over. If you're interested in learning the health benefits of it, we have all physicians talking about heart disease, about gut health, about diabetes. We have a great dietitian who's speaking specifically on pregnancy, infants, toddlers, and families. We have a physician talking about how the way we farm affects what we eat and what's in our healthy schools or non-healthy schools. And we also have a great Q&A with great local plant-based doctors right here in Tulsa. So information, community, being outside, enjoying our family and friends, sharing food with each other, and just really enjoying the great venue of Guthrie Green in downtown Tulsa. And we're really here to help the community, and we love Tulsa.
So, yeah, I'm looking on the website here and the schedule. There's a lecture or a conversation of various topics. For example, here, how whole foods have the power to prevent and reverse disease. Then there's another one at 11:30, the whole food plant-based young family. And then in the afternoon at 2:30 is the local physician panel that you mentioned, featuring some local docs who have adopted a plant-based diet. It looks like three local docs with a moderator. But so there's definitely some intellectual stimulation, but also this kind of culinary exploration and hopefully widening your palate. Chrisanne Polito-Moeller, it's been great talking to you. I wish you the best of luck with VegFest.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.
So if you want more information on that, that is TulsaVegFest.org, and that's taking place this Saturday, May 4th, from 10 to 4 at Guthrie Green. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's our show for this Medical Monday. Studio Tulsa is produced and edited by Scott Gregory. The views of our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of KWGS or the University of Tulsa. For Studio Tulsa, I'm John Schumann with Medical Monday. Thanks for listening.